try to live my life every day. Key out of strife, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have them do to me, but it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see. You are a cunt, 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 cunt. But if that's speaking cunt,
she's cunt.
Say it ain't true, but they tell you you're motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from head to toes you're a big fat stinking cunt. I try to be real nice, say it twice, be real nice, even though it is hard to keep up this facade. And now I see, dearie me, what a hassle this would be.
Big hassle.
Don't give a fuck, cause you're the cunt, not me.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt, 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 cunt. A big fat stinking cunt.
You cunt.
Say it ain't true, but I'm here to tell you, you're a motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 cunt. A motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from head to your toes you're a big fat stinking cunt. Why don't you shut that scabby cunt mouth before I fuck up your face? Try to be real nice, say it twice, good advice, even though it's futile. Fucking imbecile, I don't know why I try to deny this nagging itch. You maniac, gonna get you back, you fucking son of a bitch. You are a cunt, 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 a big fat stinking cunt. Say it ain't true when you tell me you're a motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from your head to your toes.
Remember getting your driver's license? Age 16, right? Your parents suggested starting slow. An East Palestine kid couldn't wait that long. It would have been double his life. He had to make this munchie run before bedtime. Patrolman Jake Kohler got a call on the radio Sunday night of a kid driving a vehicle. He pulled into the town's only McDonald's and talked with an 8-year-old boy still behind the wheel.
You know, what are you doing? And he said, me and my sister really wanted a cheeseburger.
The boy had stood on his tiptoes to get the keys and took his 4-year-old sister with him on the food run. Patrolman Kohler still had questions.
Then I asked him how he learned how to drive, and he said he looked up YouTube videos on how to drive.
The child started on East Martin Street, made one right turn, and went through 4 intersections. He didn't hit a thing. Even obeyed every traffic signal, stopping for red lights and waiting until they turned green. The entire route for a mile and a half.
Welcome back. We're back in the saddle. It's Tuesday, and it's another episode of Cunt, also known as the Conspiracy Underground News Team. If you want this episode in its entirety with no commercials and also the video, go to patreon.com, okay? patreon.com/mythirdeyepodcast or patreon.com/Dangerous World Podcast. My tiers are set up a little bit different than Ryan's. Mine, $5 gets you all the video and all the full-length episodes. Ryan's is set up a little different. I forget exactly how his is. I'm a $10 supporter, you know, because I like what the guy does. And, you know, if you want to be a $10 supporter of mine, feel free to do that as well. But, again, go to Patreon, support both of us, and, you know, we love bringing these news shows to you each and every week. They're so much fun. There's so much news. And sometimes you just sit back and you're like, man, how can you sit down and pick one cunt of the week? Like, really? Holy man. But we do. And we love doing it. Also, all the other plugs, real quick, purepetwellness.com. Either enter DWP or Ghost at checkout. You get 20% off your entire order. DangerousWorldPodcast.com for your t-shirts and conspiracy-themed soap. Okay? You just dropped the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme t-shirt and going to be working on more for the Conspiracy Underground News Team. So all those plugs said, let's get into the news and what you're really here for. And that's not all these plugs right up front. So sit back and enjoy. And like always, you know when we'll see you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground and the tag team champions of the podcast world. I'm the lunatic lip, the left lip ghost. I'm the lunatic fringe, the left lip ghost. And with me as always is the radical one, the right lip, Ryan, the dangerous man, Dean. How are you?
throwing up some gang signs. Dude,
good.
Yeah.
Excited, yes. I was just throwing a piece, just doing it different ways. Yeah, man, doing real good. Actually, you know, very excited to get this episode out. We're recording a day later. That's why we're, I'm not going live on my end. I don't know if you are, but yeah, just had a fun week and got some good information, kind of getting back into the groove of recording more. So it's been fun, man. I'm excited to do this one too.
Good, good. How was your fight weekend?
Yours is a little fucked up, but yeah, you know, whatever.
Mine's getting ready to get trimmed.
No, yours looks great. Mine is fucked.
No, I need to trim mine down. It's getting that time of year where I need to take off some facial weight here in the hair aspect and get ready for spring and some better weather and what have you. But did you bet on your boy? Did you bet on your boy and win some money? Yeah.
Of course, dude. I never will not. Well, the one time I didn't bet on him, he did lose. I can call his fights really well, man. I've never lost a fucking Dustin Poirier bet one way or the other. So, yeah, I'm actually, I just got a new card. You can't really see it, but this was from the week up here. It's Jarzinho Rosenstrike. It's got a piece of his shorts in it, and it's got a signature. And he was the guy that helped me get $600 last week.
Nice.
Last week. So now a little bit over 600.
That
so.
Piece of the shorts.
I had to support him.
Is that from where the pee-pee touches?
I'll grab it real quick and show you.
Because you
I got this little.
You want a little penis sweat on there.
This little setup in the wall. Huh?
You want a little penis sweat on that piece of fabric. And
dude, it's cool, man. It's
shit, when I say penis sweat, I'm going to assume Mandingo penis sweat.
He's a big dude, man. Yes. His nickname's Biggie Boy. But, yeah, man, just, you know, it's one of my nerdy things that I collect. It's a good time. But, yeah, I had a good weekend. Just made some. I'm really trying to eat healthier, man. And like, what I've been doing is not like I'm eating healthy throughout the week, and then I fuck it all up on the weekend. So you know, I'll eat something very, very filling and satisfying on the weekend. So like this week, I just made corned beef and cabbage. You know,
you're a week fucking early, you dumb after, shit.
I'll do it again. It's okay, good.
You better. I'm looking forward to this week. I'm gonna fuck some corned beef up.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it again. And you know what you need to do with the leftovers is do what I did with the leftovers. You want to know what that is?
I'm going to guess you made Reubens.
No.
No.
Something better.
Oh.
Irish egg rolls.
Ooh. Enlighten me.
Irish egg rolls. Now, what you do, Kim actually found this. You take your leftover, you dice up your corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
You put cabbage, carrots, and potatoes and onions all inside, and then you wrap it up in the egg roll wrapper, deep fry it. Fucking delicious.
Bro. That sounds amazing. Put this way.
So good.
Holy shit. Yeah, and I love egg rolls, so yeah. Ooh,
I was asking you your favorite appetizer, Chinese appetizer, the dumpling, the crab puff, and the egg roll, weren't you on team egg roll?
Mm-hmm. Yep, team egg roll all day, followed really closely by the dumpling or the pot sticker.
It was so good. And there's so many things you can do with egg rolls. You don't got to make them traditional. I've made pizza egg rolls before. But yeah, dude, these were the best.
I've seen a lot of people making
delicious
different things. I've seen crab Rangoon egg rolls being made and all sorts of shit. But yeah. You can't go wrong with an egg roll. I'm telling you, you just can't.
Yeah, and then with these, you dip them, like you get some stone ground mustard or like the whole mustard seeds in the sauce and Thousand Island. I only ate three of them because like I said, I'm trying to be real healthy, but dude, I could just sit there and get sick off those things.
No, I'm the opposite of you. I eat through the week and then the weekend I barely fucking eat. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, you're active during the week. My new job, I'm not nearly as active as I used to be, so I really got to watch it. I've actually lost some weight. I'm down. I'll be fully transparent here.
Nice.
Started the year at 260. All right, I'm 6'2", 6'1", 6'2", 6'1 and a half. So it's not as fat as it sounds, but definitely not where I want to be, dude. So my goal by the end of the year is 220. I'm already down to 250 after like taking it serious for a week. So that, you know, those first 10 pounds are going to come off quick, but I'm going to stay on it. Not doing beer. When I'm drinking vodka. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, 220 is the goal by the end of the year, man.
You're going to get called a traitor for drinking vodka. Russian
vodka,
shit.
Dude.
This is
Arizona-made vodka.
Oh, nice.
Or, I'm sorry, Texas. It's not Tito's.
Oh, it's Deep Eddy.
isn't Round it? Rock.
Oh, Round Rock.
Round Rock.
You ever have Deep Eddy?
Of course. I don't like it that much, though. It kind of tastes like New Amsterdam to me, you know, just okay. kind of whatever. And I really don't like the flavored vodkas, man, so I can't do those.
Dude, they're lemon vodka mixed with some lemonade. Oh, that's some dangerous shit right there.
Yeah, you're going to have to put your balls in your wife's purse if you drink those.
Well, I might have put my balls somewhere else in my wife when I was drinking them. I don't know where, but...
Your little lemon drops, you call them?
Yeah.
But, good weekend for me. What about you, though? We got a lot of news to get into, man. I got some great clips sent. I didn't even get to get through all of them.
Didn't do a whole lot. Trying to think. I made some pork chops yesterday. It was kind of a spin on, like, French onion soup. I seen a recipe where they did it with French onion. They called it French onion chicken. Did it with pork chops, and it turned out amazing. Made some rice, put some potatoes in there. But Saturday... I was watching some paranormal show, and I was kind of getting bored, and I was watching on Peacock, and I was like, you know what? They're streaming this Oppenheimer movie. So I started watching it, and I made it about the first hour and 15, because I finished it last night after I was done making dinner. I had like 45 minutes left. It's a two-hour movie. I personally think it could have been a little shorter. It was good, but it's... And maybe it's my military background, kind of how I kind of picked Top Gun 2 apart at the first time I tried watching it, and then had to watch it under a clear mind. They were using lingo to explain things of today. So, like, they were calling it weapons of mass destruction. They were incorporating new lingo into something in 1940 that they had wasn't even a thought. And then they were...
Yeah, they're like, this bomb's bussing, dog. Just saying stupid new age lingo.
Yeah. And the whole movie had that through like riddled here and there throughout it. And the other thing I didn't like is they kept on confusing the audience. And I've broke this down here on Cunt before. The difference between an atom bomb, nuclear bomb, and hydrogen. Well, they were developing the hydrogen bomb, which was Fat Man and Little Boy. That's the two bombs that we dropped over in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Well, they kept on confusing, and they would talk about it being a hydrogen bomb. Then they would, one minute, they'd talk about it being an atomic bomb. Then they'd go back to hydrogen, but then they would talk about a fallout, like nuclear fallout. And I'm like, yeah, you guys are getting everything all fucking confused, and you're confusing everybody. And then I'm like, I thought Oppenheimer was a bad guy, but I don't want to give anything away. It was okay. I just, to me, I saw a lot of rewriting-ish of bits of history that people are going to watch it and think that that's a full-on documentary, and that's how it really fucking happened, and it didn't. Not that I was there, but you know what I mean?
Well, they needed you. They needed you to write the story properly.
Well, they
did. I mean,
yes.
They should have hired you. I mean, they need people like us in Hollywood.
Absolutely. Look up our IMDb.
Yeah, I mean, shame on them. Yeah, I could not care less about that movie. I heard a lot of people talking about it, saying how great it was. And do you ever like see one of those movies, and then after you watch it, you're like, the only reason people are saying that this is good is because they want to feel like they're smart?
Bingo. Bingo, you hit that right on the head. Because when I got done watching it, that's the feeling I was feeling, but couldn't figure out how to describe that. And you described it perfectly. Yes, because people are going to walk away from watching that and think, oh my God, I know everything about the development of the hydrogen bomb because I watched Oppenheimer. And it's like, nah, dude, they Hollywooded the fuck out of it.
And it's really like a mass delusion. Like, you know, they say this at the end of that damn movie that I can't remember the name, Leave the World Behind, where Julia Roberts, I think it was Julia Roberts, where it's an agreed upon mass delusion. And with movies like that, you know, everyone out of the theater or like at their home or whatever is going to finish the movie, and one person in the group is going to pretend that they understood everything about it, And so everyone else is going to like say the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
The cinematography, that, you know, they're not even like, no one fucking knows what the hell happened. And it is propaganda. You know, Hollywood just shits out propaganda.
Yeah. I couldn't save the clip, but, I don't, it kind of has to do with the Oscars. I don't, maybe someone, did anybody send you a clip on John Cena and the Oscars by any chance?
No, we could probably find one though.
Okay. A lot of people are saying he did his humiliation ritual.
What was it? I'll try and find it like in like later in the episode.
He came out completely naked and just holding a sign right in front of him. And then
well, that's not really humiliating he's like ripped.
Right. But he also just got done filming something where he dressed up as Britney Spears from like Hit Me Baby One More Time when she was a young girl. So he was wearing a skirt and all doing, you know, doing the whole kind of, I don't know, weird shit.
Yeah, man. So like, look, dude, the buck breaking stuff, I'm not on board with it anymore, to be honest, because people are just trying to do funny shit. It's shock value stuff. My dad dressed up as a Budweiser girl for one Halloween one year. Do you think he was being buck broken? You know what I mean? Like, we gotta, I understand the whole thing about being fun. So I'm not trying to shit on what you're saying here.
Right.
But it's just constant. It's constant shit. I mean, the movie White Girls, it is actually funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you watch it, it's kind of funny. Yeah. Juana, man, shit like that. Like, a lot of these things are classics, and I get the idea, especially, like, when Kid Cudi came out in a dress, I thought that was really strange. But he's also, like, into fashion, and he's into a lot of weird shit. He's kind of a weird dude, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think to an extent it could be real. I think if you force a dude to wear a dress, and then you, like, I don't know. I'm not all the way there. I'm not all the way on the whole buck breaking thing because people talk about it too much, man.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Just with him dressing up as a very underage Britney Spears at the time of, you know, when that video came out, you know, it kind of reminded me why I never really grabbed on to liking him in the WWE. I always thought he was just, something was just a little different. His charisma didn't flow with me, right? And I don't know.
I know that you say that you are retarded, mm-hmm. but maybe you don't like John Cena because you don't have Down syndrome. If you listen to Shane Gillis, he says that universally Down syndrome people like two things, boobs and John Cena. Universally, they like those things. So if you just hit a Down syndrome person with this, one of these, you can't see me's in public, they're going to love you. So maybe that's the reason why you didn't get on board. You liked, I would assume in the 90s when he was coming up, you probably liked like Stone Cold Steve Austin, mm-hmm. right? That was
Stone
your dude?
Cold. Yeah, Stone Cold. Yep.
Chugging the beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Didn't mind The Rock.
Oh, yeah, man, let's.
Yeah, there's a few of them. So, but yeah, Stone Cold for sure.
The Rock was my guy, man, for some reason. And then now I realize how much of a douche he is. Yeah, we're only a couple minutes in here, 13 minutes in. I say we get right into the news, man. We got a lot of shit.
Let's do it.
I got something ready for you, and it's something that we've touched on a couple times. Actually going to revisit a couple old topics, but I tried to really make sure, and for people sending in clips, because I am getting so many, and I'm sure you are too, if you can, try to do it something that's new, right? Something that's very new. Obviously, I have one later on that we're going to do with some chemtrails because Tyson had sent in two clips about clouds and how the clouds get manipulated with frequencies. I want to play that when he sent them in, but it's perfect. So I've got three short clips, actually two clips and a picture to do with chemtrails. And just to try to maybe understand or maybe get an alternative theory about an old classic conspiracy. And by the way, I ordered my shirts from the website. I see you're wearing yours. I got one of the Chemtrail Pornhub shirts. That's a nice Michelangelo Teenage Mutant Cunt Turtles.
Hell yeah.
And it's awesome. It's the only cunt shirt. Now, not many people are going to want to rock that in public, but hey, you can wear it at your house. And I'm surprised that this company printed those, to be honest. So pretty legit company, Fourth Wall is.
I got a shout out Joe from Legit Bat. I think I might need to carry a GoPro with me when I do wear this out in public, because I do plan on wearing it out in public just to see the reactions. I mean, I'm either going to get punched in the face by a blue-haired lady, or I'm going to get a high five from a dude. I don't know.
And if somebody hits you, you have full right to hit them back. That's, no matter what they got between their legs.
Self-defense.
All right. Now, this one, this is very interesting. This is about the eclipse. And before you roll your eyes out there, this is cool. This is cool stuff. It's looking at history and the last time that this thing happened and all of this stuff. Victoria sent me this. As usual, I got some clips from her. I think I got a clip or two from Diane. I got a clip from Tyson, a few from him. And then there's a couple new people that I wanted to shout out to. But yeah, here is the X marks the spot eclipse that's supposed to happen on April 8th, I believe. You ready? Here we go.
I was in 17. There was an eclipse that went, I believe, it's from Oregon to South Carolina, all the way across the United States. Well, here in just a few months, on April the 8th, there's another eclipse that's coming up. It'll come from Texas up through Maine and go all the way across the United States. So the question is, has it happened before? And the answer is yes. The path of a solar eclipse that occurred on June 16th, 1806, combined with the path of a solar eclipse that occurred on September 17th, 1811, also formed a giant X over the New Madrid Fault region. Mm-hmm. So the question is, has this ever happened before? Yes, it happened before in the early 19th century. Okay. 3 months after the solar eclipse that happened on September 17th, 1811, a series of absolutely enormous earthquakes began to happen on the New Madrid Fault. The New Madrid earthquakes were the biggest earthquakes in American history. They occurred in the central Mississippi Valley, but were felt as far away as New York City, Boston, Montreal, and Washington, D.C. President James Madison and his wife Dolly felt them in the White House. Church bells rang in Boston. From December 16, 1811 through March of 1812, there were over 2,000 earthquakes in the central Midwest and between 6,000 to 10,000 earthquakes in the Booth Hill of Missouri, where the New Madrid is located near the junction of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers. In the known history of the world, no other earthquakes have lasted so long or produced so much evidence of damage as the New Madrid earthquakes. Three of the earthquakes are on the list of America's top earthquakes. The first one on December 16, 1811, a magnitude of 8.1 on the Richter scale. The second on January 23, 1812, at 7.8. And the third on February 7, 1812, as much as 8.8 magnitude. Now, those are massive earthquakes.
Oh, man.
So, right when 3 months before those earthquakes, there was an X over the same basic region as is about to happen. I'm not predicting anything, and I pray to God that nothing like that happens.
Oh, yeah.
But the Jews, Jesus said there'll be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Genesis 1 says God created the sun, moon, and stars for signs and for seasons. And so Jesus, when he was born, the Magi went to found him because of the star that was in the sky. So God uses the sky to communicate. Well, it is believed by the Jews that a lunar eclipse is an omen to the Jewish people. But a solar eclipse is an omen to the world. So here we have two solar eclipses creating an X, marking an X over America. And the question is, what could it mean? Well, I just...
Yeah, it kind of gets into some musical stuff there, but and some slides. But I know that you kind of tune out when they start talking about Jesus and all that shit, but I think it is interesting. And if there was a creator, I think that is legitimate.
I don't necessarily...
No, I know. I'm not saying that you don't believe in a creator.
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily tune out. It's just... I don't know. Like I get where they're coming from, but there's a lot of mistakes with the three wise men following a North Star and yada, yada, yada. But I do agree. Yeah. God, the creator does speak with the sky. I mean, that was our first television. You know what I mean? That's why we have, you know, the zodiac signs and what they represent, and it's more of a farmer's almanac, so to speak, than, you know, oh, you're going to find fame and fortune on these days and these are your lucky numbers. No, they just used it so they could help basically keep track of the seasons and know when to harvest and what have you. But no, it's good stuff. At first I was like, man, this guy's going fear porn on, we're going to have all these fucking earthquakes, but he did catch himself. I'll give him credit on that. He's like, I don't want none of this. I'm not predicting anything. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I always thought it was called the Madrid.
Yeah. Fault he's line. Just mispronouncing it. He's a white dude.
Yeah. Fucking whiteies.
White. Yeah, so, I mean, it is interesting, and you got to think, too. Dude, the moon's a powerful thing, you know? It that's why...
Which one?
And this is my favorite thing to... What's that?
Which one?
I don't know, the main one.
The main one? The one that Australia sees at night, or the one that we see during the day when Australia sees theirs at night?
You know, I mentioned that to my mom and my dad because they're like hardcore, and they don't, you know, we don't argue about it or anything, but I just say they think that being a flat earth is the craziest thing ever because there's proof of the earth being round, right? The pictures and all this shit. They're not, you know, I don't want to hear it from anyone that's like, they're fucking stupid. They don't give a shit, really.
Right.
In reality, they don't care, but they've been indoctrinated. It's kind of something that's just in the back of their mind. And I just bring up to them, you know, it's possible that it's flat. We don't know. We've been lied to on every fucking everything. And I mentioned the thing where, you know, Drew, I think it was, that you said saw the moon the same time you saw it, right? And then I also mentioned the North Star. And none of them had an answer for the North Star. If we're spinning around constantly, how does that star never move? You can see time lapses of it and all this stuff.
And not only...
And the closest thing that one of them could come up with is that if it's so far away, it wouldn't move. And it's like, it doesn't matter because we're always moving.
Right.
So much.
I was going to say, not only are we spinning, we're also going forward through space. How you know what I mean? So how is that traveling with us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like I was trying to tell them too, you know, if we're right here, Australia would be down underneath us.
Down
under. Because we're all on the sides. But it's so big. So unfathomably big that it just feels like we're standing up straight, even though we are in fact on a side, if this was the case. So I pointed to the ground and I said, Australia's down there. If I'm seeing something that's right there, there is no logical way that they'd be able to see it. I don't care how far it is. If there's millions of miles, probably more than that. I don't know the fucking numbers. If there's millions of miles between us and Australia, if you were to dig through the earth, right? I don't know what the numbers are, but if there's that much mass and you're on the other side, there's no way that you could explain that if it was a ball. So I'm not married to it, but I think that there's definitely some things that the NASA model doesn't explain.
Yes.
And it was just kind of funny to see them have to think.
Because we were taught my whole childhood, when I see the moon at night, the other side sees the sun. They shouldn't be seeing a moon. And when you know, they see the vice versa. So, yeah, I don't know. It just caught me by surprise. That morning I drove in, I looked up. I was like, you know what? I'm going to message Drew. He's on the quote-unquote down under other side of the world. He if I'm seeing this, he should not. And he said, yes, it's full and it's orange. It's bright orange tonight. And ours was almost full and white.
Yeah, you know what's funny too is like I could almost buy the logic with the star thing. You know how the North Star is so fucking far away that we could see it all the time, right? I could almost. I don't, but I could almost. The moon is not nearly as far as Sirius.
No, we landed on it.
Oh, yeah, 100% we did. 100%. So,
I mean,
that's the thing, man. It's just it's funny to see people have to actually think about it because most people are just kind of programmed, flat earthers are nuts. I'll get into one more kind of Jesus themed thing. Actually, no, I'll skip that because we'll circle back to it. I'll do one more and then I'll kick it back to you. This is about Bitcoin. I think I want to go into next, and then I'll get into my weird shit later. But this is Bitcoin. And had you heard about the organization, the American organization that created it? Potentially,
I've heard so many different possible creators. That one guy was named Suzuki or some I don't even fucking remember.
I'm just kidding.
What's that?
His name was Ping Lee. I'm just throwing out just different sounds.
We too low.
Yeah, that's kind of what this guy actually alludes to here. But check this out, dude. This is a very interesting one. I'll play it right now.
So we are moments away from Bitcoin's all-time high. I told you guys, this is the greatest wealth transfer in human history. So let me give you a little history lesson because you have to know where you've been to know where you're going. First of all, who created it? Satoshi Nakamoto is a pseudonym by this person who created it, and we have no idea who they are. In my personal opinion, this is fake. I actually know who created Bitcoin. Let me tell you why. Now, remember that horrific crash that we had in the market back in 2008? This was due to bad loans, synthetic bets, derivatives, super confusing stuff, but it was a house of cards. Not too long after, Bitcoin was created as a hedge against inflation and to fight off future crashes and crashes like 2008, because we can't withstand something like that again. Now, Bitcoin has an algorithm called SHA-256 that is for digital signatures and security. But do you want to know who created SHA-256? Yep, none other than the NSA. Now let's think about this. Why would the government create Bitcoin? Because we're out of money. That's why. I mean, we've been off the gold standard. Nobody's using the petrodollar anymore. So what legs do we have to stand on? I mean, look at the name itself, which is like borderline racist because all Asian people were supposed to be good at math and they just took it from Asian brands and created Satoshi Nakamoto. But by no means I'm saying Bitcoin is bad. I'm just saying how it was created and it's going to lead the new wealth transfer. And blockchain technology is a game changer when it comes to business and finance. It's going to be the industry standard in real estate, stocks, you name it. I mean, just for example, Jet Set Lux is pretty much Airbnb on blockchain. So this is a game changer when it comes to travel. But what do you guys think about all this? Comment below. So,
I'll tell you right now, I don't think it's a wealth transfer for the positive. I think that we had a huge wealth transfer because of Bitcoin already, and it created more centibillionaires than ever before. So, him saying that it's like going to be good for Bitcoin holders, I don't think so. I mean, I can't see that. I can't see a system that would benefit you and me and people. I don't hold any Bitcoin. I think it's a scam. I think that if you were to buy it back in 2009... good on you. I mean, you fucking cleaned up. And even if you bought it, you know, as recently as that more recent crash that Bitcoin had, that's great. It doesn't mean that you can't make some money off it because it's a scam. But I think for like when people start talking about this thing being the future and it's going to save all of us, I even heard someone on Alex Jones a while back saying like Bitcoin is the second coming of Christ. You know, and Alex Jones, you know how he has to pretend that he's super religious. He was like, oh, I don't like hearing that kind of bullshit. You know, like, it's wild. It's a little cult, similar to Tesla's cult. Mm-hmm. The person and the cars. It's just a weird thing, dude. How do you feel about what he was saying there?
I kind of agree with you. And my take on it is if it was created by the National Security Agency, which is weird, you'd think it'd be the CIA, because what people don't know is the CIA isn't, or not the CIA, the Secret Service. The Secret Service, their only job isn't to protect the president. That's a very special job within the Secret Service. The Secret Service is goes after money laundering and stuff. That's their job. So I would think it would have been maybe created by them. But, you know, hey, they all work in different tangents. But then I started thinking when he was saying that, is that why you have... left. Okay. You have the ones that you and I have. You sold some. Holy shit! I'm drawing a blank. The crypto,
oh, XRP. Ripple.
XRP and the other one. Is that why they're trying to hold them up in court so much? Because that is actually more for people like you and I than Bitcoin. That would be more for like the elite power structure. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Cause I'm not real well versed in like stocks and trades and cryptocurrency. I just know, hey, buy XRP and XLM. Yeah. It's supposed to do something one day. Okay. I'll buy some. Maybe it'll be a retirement thing. I don't know, but I bought it because in my mind, looking back, I kind of wish I would have bought Bitcoin when it was dirt cheap. Back in 2000, whatever, 8, 9, you know, I could probably would have retired already. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a bunch of money off of Ethereum. And when I say a bunch of money, it was like four figures, but I had only put in like a couple $100. So, you know, making a few thousand off of a couple hundred to me is a lot. And the gains on that are solid. But I think that Stellar is XLM. I forget. But XRP... it's out of its court thing. So it's buyable again. They won their case essentially.
Oh, okay.
But nothing really happened to the price. Everyone was saying it was gonna just explode.
Yeah.
And nothing really happened. It went up a few cents and went right back down. But it does look like it's actually about to pop back up. I wanted to buy some more of it. So I might actually do that.
I was
Yeah, man.
Really thinking about selling mine there for a minute or two, because I was like, man, it ain't doing shit. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm like, just, you know,
I would never sell it, man. I
just keep all,
I regret selling the ones that I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. I regret a lot. I used to have a shit ton, but when I quit my job at Pepsi, there wasn't enough Patreon supporters for my show. Okay. So I had to sell them. And then, you know, I ended up getting this job that I'm very happy about now. So yeah, I'm going to buy more, dude. I think, right now it's at 73 cents, but the chart right now, it looks like it's at a stage where it's either going to explode up or crash. So I'll buy, you know, a few $100. And then if it crashes, I'll buy a few hundred more. But I believe in it, man. It is a banker token, or a banker coin, I should say. So, you know, it benefits the big banks. But I think what benefits the big banks is going to win in the long run. Right. So Bitcoin's supposedly for the people, and that's why people want to buy it. But the NSA is involved, and apparently they created the algorithm behind it. So I don't think that the NSA is for the people.
I kind of think XRP is more for the people. Like if you think about like the technology behind it and the transfer rates and how fast you can transfer for money and what have you, and what the whole platform is supposed to do, dude, it's the way of the future. I mean, you think going up to a gas pump and scanning, holding your phone up there with Apple Pay, how much faster that is versus putting in your debit card. I mean, we're talking, okay, I put in my debit card. I'm there for, I don't know, maybe close to an extra 30, 45 seconds till I punch in my, you know, zip code or PIN or whatever, my Apple Pay, boom, I hit it, remove nozzle and select grade. I mean, it's like that quick. That's the comparison to XRP versus, you know, what we have today. I mean, it's instant and it's cheap. It's cheap. It's penny, percents of a penny on a dollar to doesn't matter how much you want to wire, but I don't know. That's all I know.
It's interesting stuff, man. Yeah, I'm definitely going to buy back in, but why don't you play some of your clip? Excuse me. I'm going to check on my dogs real quick.
Okay. I'm going to play this longer one first. It's on Philly, and a shooting that was had out in Philly. But I don't know. Just listen to what the guy has to say. He's spot on.
And it's not car related, but it is Philly related. And I feel like I have to talk about it since I have the most followers on this page. So condolences to all those victims. So if you don't know, Philadelphia had, I think, 3 shootings in the last week, all on SEPTA, which is public transportation, all done by young ass kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking 15, 16, 17, 18 year old kids. Now, I'm going to say this, right? And a lot of y'all don't want to hear this shit, and the black community don't want to hear it. But I'm going to tell y'all right now, this is y'all fucking fault. I don't care how y'all feel about it. This is y'all fault. Because in the early 2000s, let me tell y'all exactly what happened. In the early 2000s, y'all fought tooth and fucking nail for them to stop and frisk, right? Y'all claimed it was racist and it proportionally targeted black people. Cool, whatever. They stop and frisk. Then y'all fought tooth and nail for less sentences for juveniles, basically giving them more slaps on the wrist than actual sentences. And y'all got it. Y'all got everything y'all fucking asked for. And then a few years ago, during the whole George Floyd defund the police and all this other shit, they didn't defund the police 100%, but yeah, the police budget is definitely ass. Like, you get more, it's McDonald's workers. Like, I know general managers that at McDonald's and Burger King that make more than Philadelphia police officers. So, I mean, I guess y'all call that supporting the police. You don't want nobody supporting the police or whatever. Whatever the fuck y'all want to say. Cool. Not saying you got to support the police, but you do got to understand that their job is very critical to your everyday life. Especially if you a street dude, this ain't for you. We not talking about you. You a street dude, that comes with what it comes with. That comes with police, that comes with shots, that comes with murder, that comes with, you know, everything street dudes do. That comes with it. That's the life. That's just what it is. You got to deal with it. You chose it. That's what the fuck you got to deal with. I'm talking about, you had regular citizens out there fighting for shit that don't have nothing to do with you. Then George Floyd came to defund the police thing. Then y'all fought for these quote unquote black community leaders, and y'all called this a win, right? Y'all called this a win. Y'all fought for, now the police can't pull you over. If you have a busted tail light, if you have anything that is supposedly a reason to pull you over, they can't pull you over. And y'all said y'all use the race thing. It disproportionately targets black folks. It's 75% of pullovers are black African American. Duh. That's most of fucking Philadelphia. Y'all lucky my customer coming. Hold on. All right. So where were we? Oh, traffic stops. Y'all got that. You called it a win. Even though most of Philadelphia is black any fucking way. So of course, most of the traffic stops are going to be black. And let's not act like that most people in the hood don't drive quote unquote pieces of shit. So of course, a light's going to be out. A tail light's going to be out or something like that. So whatever. Y'all got y'all win on that. And y'all celebrated and y'all clapped all these black leaders that nobody ever fucking heard of. City black leaders and all these motherfuckers that never come around for nothing else unless it's fucking race related. Y'all never come around for nothing else because that shooting happened yesterday and haven't heard from any black leader at all. And the other shooting that happened the day before yesterday, ain't heard from y'all at all. Y'all wasn't on the news. Y'all wasn't, you know, saying y'all wasn't doing shit at all. Nothing in the fucking sort to do with that at all. Y'all only come and pop out when it's race related. So y'all got all y'all wins, right? Now what's the consequences to y'all wins? Stop and frisk stops. So now these young little motherfuckers out here carrying bigger guns than I got. They got Dracos and all types of shit. How you know what they got if you can't even stop and frisk them? Oh, let's not even forget the ski mask ban. They wanted to do a ski mask ban and y'all bitched and moaned, and y'all still bitching and moaning, talking about, oh, it's disproportionately targeting black folks. That's crazy that y'all just don't shut the fuck up. Y'all don't see the problem. So, all right, that happens. And now just the consequences, shut the fuck up. Without stopping frisk, these young bulls carry whatever the fuck they feel like it. At wherever the fuck they feel like it. They could look suspect and they won't be, nothing will happen to them. The reason why is because nobody want to be labeled racist. Nobody want a PR problem. Boom. So now they got all the guns they want. As you can see in that video, if you know about that shooting at the bus stop, they pulled up in a dark blue tinted Hyundai Sonata. Now, Hyundai is the top stolen car in Philadelphia. It's tinted. It got paper fucking tags. You think that car wouldn't have got pulled over back in the early 2000s for something? Just the tint alone. The tint alone, they would have got it pulled over. Nope. Not going to pull him over now because I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be labeled a cop. I don't want to do that. He don't want to be labeled a racist. Now what happens? They park broad daylight and shoot at 8 fucking kids. Now I don't know what the fuck them kids done. It don't matter. I don't give a fuck about what happened. I care about the innocent people who wasn't involved in the situation that got shot. Like the 70-year-old lady that got shot in the back. They not involved in the streets. They not involved in that situation. They don't deserve to be a part of that situation. My moral to the story is every fucking thing y'all fought for back then and y'all bitched and moaned and clapped and congratulated back then is a consequence of what the fuck y'all got now. What y'all got now is a bunch of young bulls with no direction and is free to do what the fuck they want. What's their consequences? They get caught with a gun. They come home soon. You know how many people I know get caught with guns and come home within the next month or two? This what y'all do. This what y'all did, man. This what all y'all did. Y'all allowed these fucking community leaders to run around here and say all this bullshit, telling y'all this is a win, this is a win, but you don't see them. I was at the George Floyd protest, me being the fuck dumb, and let me tell you right now, there was more white people at that protest than black people. Why? And I feel dumb. Why was we there for that protest? Why was we there for the justice reform protest? But there is not one fucking protest in the last 3 days with the last 30 people that got, I mean, the last two SEPTA bus shootings that involve kids. There's no protest out here. It's not race. And if it was a fucking white guy, and y'all hate that I say that shit, if it was a white guy that shot up 30 fucking kids, y'all would freak the fuck out. Y'all lose y'all motherfucking mind. If the white guy shot up that fucking bus, y'all lose y'all fucking mind. But man, y'all got it. We gotta do better. This bullshit. We keep coming up with excuses. And again, this ain't for the street niggas. Like, I mean, the street dudes. This is whatever. You in the streets, that's whatever. You know what comes with the streets. You get shot. Anything I did in my past life that was fucked up, my dad told me one thing that stuck with me forever. I'm not coming to get you. So anything I did was my choice, and whatever consequence came after that was my choice. Y'all don't have that, because y'all sitting here getting babied by y'all fucking moms, and y'all moms tell, oh, he's innocent, he didn't do that, he don't deserve that much time. If they gave a 16-year-old life or the death penalty for shooting up a bus stop, I can guarantee you there would be people outside saying that he does not deserve that, because he's a juvenile and he didn't know better. That's bullshit. The minute you pick up a gun to shoot somebody, you're a fucking adult. You're an adult, regardless of which way you put it. You made an adult decision. Simple as that. That's how I feel about the situation, man. Philly, we gotta do better, man. Philly bad right now. It's to the point where, you know, a lot of parents don't even want their kids catching buses to school, but a lot of other parents don't have a choice. They don't have cars. They don't have the financial means to send their kid to school on Ubers or whatever, or whatever other means there is. So now they don't feel safe on the bus, and they don't have nothing to do with the street shit that go on out here. So we gotta do better, man. Stop acting like y'all, you know what I mean? Like, y'all so pro-black. Y'all been so pro-black to the point where it's fucking y'all over.
Yeah, the guy says some great stuff there, man. He, yes, he does. That was long. You weren't kidding. You know, the way I heard someone talking about this, it was a black girl, too. And I really do appreciate these black people that speak up for just real equality.
Mm-hmm.
Not propping black people up, but actual equality. This black lady, I forget her name, but she was saying, what if white people said the same things that black people do? You know, there's that thing with black excellence, right? Mm-hmm. What if I was going around saying white excellence? That's like white power, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
White excellence. All these different things. I want more white leaders in businesses, right? I want more white politicians. I want more white cops.
I want more white-only colleges.
Yeah, white-only colleges. I want white restaurants, right? Because there's some people that go real far with it, and they mm-hmm. say, like, let's do a black-owned. This is a white-owned business. This right. is a white-owned business. Like, that sounds aggressive, dude. Yeah,
absolutely.
So, but he says a lot of great things there, man. You know what's funny? When I was in Philly, dude, and I was walking around downtown by the Rocky Steps at that museum,
uh-huh.
I felt safe. It didn't feel crazy. It was just me and one other dude. It was a driver. It didn't feel that dangerous, honestly. Now, I'm not a pussy, and it was me and another man walking around. We're checking things out. But I could imagine being an older lady looking like a soft target and trying to enjoy the beautiful weather that was out there.
How much eye contact.
That day. You know, there's some people running around, stuff like that. But I don't know, man. It's
did you make a lot of eye contact?
Yeah, I was looking everywhere, dude. You know, me and this dude are tourists. This guy's from Illinois. So we're literally looking at everyone and everything, you know, and it was great. I really enjoyed it.
Did you see that colored?
We walked all over the place. Huh?
Hey, look, did you see that colored person?
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't say that. He was right. An Asian gentleman.
that was my next
shout
thing.
Out Rex.
I was going to say, hey, did you see that Asian?
Yeah. No, he was a cool dude, man. We're just walking around. We're just looking at shit, taking pictures, filming. You know, it would have been very easy to rob us because we were being obvious that we were tourists. Right. You know what I mean? We had our phones out. We're filming. We're taking pictures of the statues. Who's this guy on this statue? We're, you know, just being a couple of idiots out there. But
and
dude, no one messed with us.
And it's a shame that Philly is now the way it is, because it was the one of the cornerstones and founding cities of our nation. You know what I mean? That's where the Declaration of Independence was signed. You know, you had the Liberty Bell. I mean,
supposedly
the city of brotherly love. I mean, it's none of that anymore. And it's such a shame, because there's so much history of the forming of America in that town. And even from yeah. from that town, even all the way up into the New England states, and then you could even go all the way down, you know, the East Coast, down into the Carolina, you know, with the whole Civil War and everything that, that, you know, conspired. There's so much fucking history over here on the East Coast, but we bury it and blind it because of what we're told the Civil War was all about, which was quote-unquote slavery, which it wasn't. It was a big part of it. But there was so much more that went on. There were so many more moving parts and things that actually happened that if you take the time and really go back and read your, if you can find the real text and real documents of the history in the forming of America, I mean, you could spend probably almost a half a lifetime just traveling from the top of the East Coast all the way down to the bottom and learning the whole way and always learning something new and never coming across the same story twice almost. It's crazy, but we only get the cool parts or the bad parts or, you know, the stuff that we have to hang on to because we have to constantly be triggered into a fear porn and hatred mindset of the past. And it shouldn't, you know, why? And I'm going to go off on a little tangent here. And I know there's black people, brown people, whatever, that listen to this show, and there's nothing against that. Nothing against you. But.
Oh, boy.
But.
What are we going to do?
Why do we suppress the Native American suffrage more than yours? Which we did, I think.
Why do we what? Why do we suppress it more?
Yeah. Because we don't talk about what we did to the Native Americans on this land that we took. What wow, fucked up? We fucked them.
The fucking Redskins are no more. You know what I mean? Just because that was some fake bullshit.
Right. But I'm talking about like the literal Native Americans when we came here. We, you know, we gave them polio. We did this. I mean, we fucked them over to, and then we put them on little plots.
We didn't do nothing. Lump me in with you.
All right. The American government at the time did it. I was just saying we as the country or whatever. But, you know, now that.
Yeah, they don't represent me, man.
They're forced on a little chunk of land called a reservation. We reserved this little piece of land for you. Dude, they're still.
Hey, we gave them blackjack, ghost, and, blackjack.
Blackjack and spirits. We did.
Roulette.
But
roulette.
You know what I mean? That
gambling.
That's basically modern, almost modern day slavery without owning them. You know what I mean? Like, here's your land. Oh. That's yours. Just stay there. We're going to take everything else. Like, come on.
Well, no, they're not forced to live there. It's almost like Correct. It's its own little country because, you know, back before gambling was so mainstream, that was the only place that you could gamble. There was no True. Taxes on cigarettes and things like that. So, right. I mean, it is more. I would say it's more than black people got, you know, their own little section of land in every okay. state, basically, right?
In that aspect, yes,
they don't have to live there.
Right. In that aspect,
And they have the option to live there if they want. And then if you are actually part, if you can trace your bloodline back to these people that were just fucking slaughtered, you get a fat fucking check. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they're the only group that actually gets reparations.
Okay. I take back everything I said then. Sorry.
We'll just edit that part out, last 15 minutes. Whoops. No, I get what you're saying, though, because they're not highlighted as much. And I think that's why they're a little more quiet. You know, black people feel like they've really been wronged, and you weren't wronged. Your ancestors might have been, right? But you weren't. So fucking man up and get over it. I do understand, and that's tough as a white person saying that. People might think that that's, you know, mean or whatever. And if this guy can see through the bullshit, and then there's other people like Jason, right? Jason from Operation Red Pill, pretty base dude, you know. I don't agree with his stance on the national anthem. And, you know, we talked about that a little bit on a show. He said that it was racist and he was offended by this part that he couldn't even remember. And I thought that was foolish, honestly. But he's a very smart guy. He's a kind dude. He's got a good head on his shoulders. And we disagree on one thing that I know about, right? You and I disagree on so much shit, but we also talk a lot more.
Right.
I'm sure if I were to sit down and talk with him or my brother over there, Christopher, he's got the same last name as me. That's why he's my brother. not because we're both white, but because he's my, you know, last name, I'm sure that I would disagree with them on plenty of shit, man. Mm-hmm. That's how it is, dude. Yeah. And that's what makes the country great.
It's called humanity. That's what makes the West
great. So
it's called humanity. It's right. Called, you know what I mean? Rory and I can talk at work or whatever. We don't agree on everything. You and I don't agree on everything. Now, people that listen to the show think that, oh, wow, they're like pretty lockstep and key with each other's thoughts. No, we are to a point, but no, we disagree. That's what makes this show great, because there's certain topics that do come up that you'll disagree or I'll disagree and, you know, do a little pushback, and that creates great rhetoric, dialogue and conversation, which is a lot of people crave that. They like that when they hear it and they hear the organic nature of how it formed, of like, wow. And they're not sitting there going fist to cuff over this, and they're not losing their friendship, and they're not squirting tears or being like, I'm never fucking talking to you again, blah, 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 and I'm dyeing my hair blue now. You know, no, have dialogue, dude. Like, talk to somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was in Wendy's other day, and I watched this. Ooh. I watched this guy. There was a black guy. He was running the register. Dude, he was, and they were swamped. And he was just so polite. He handled every customer, and every customer ahead of me happened to be in the age bracket of 65 and above and couldn't figure out their smartphone, how to use the app. And, you know, he's walking them through and what have you. And, you know, I get up there. I'm like, you know, I'm like, dude, you got patience a mile long. I said, you know, how you doing? He's like, I'm doing good. Medium well, you know, and joking around. And I see this other guy, older guy, come up and talk to the manager. And he was trying to be quiet. But he goes, I travel all across this country. And he goes, this man right here is the best person to handle customer service at a register that I have ever seen. And
oh, that's good, man. At least he's getting recognized by like multiple people in one day. You know what I mean?
And he was just a smile constantly on his face. And he was just like going with the flow. Hey, it is what it is. And it was a great thing.
Older guy, younger guy, what?
I'd say probably might get a little flack because I'm sorry, I've been around a decent amount of black people in my life. It's hard to judge their age because they age so fucking slow.
Blacks don't crack,
dude. Yeah, they age so slow that you would think a 50-year-old man was like 20 sometimes. So yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking like mid-30s, early 40s. I could be completely wrong. He could have been 68.
Somewhere between 20 and 60, yes, it sounds like.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, man, no, that's good, dude. And you know, I hope he was younger, because dude, it's sad, man. I genuinely feel bad for older folks that work at like fast food places and grocery stores and stuff, but some of these guys like to be there, and then, like I mentioned, I think last episode or something, they might be retired and they're coming back into the workforce just to make a little extra cash, few thousand a month or whatever, couple thousand a month, I should say. Few thousand's not bad money, but yeah, a couple thousand a month, maybe a thousand extra a month, something, just to get, you know, maybe spend some money on this and that. But yeah, man, it is very interesting to see the way that race comes up, especially in these kinds of times where we got an election this year. We're going to see a lot more racial stuff get kind of flared up. And I'm actually right now I'm working on doing some more research on social media and how it is controlled by AI so much, and how the division, because social media causes a lot of division.
It does.
And
here's another
AI that doesn't.
Here's another side topic you could go into that with social media is the streaming platforms we use to record podcasts now. They're controlled by AI on the back end with algorithms on certain things that you can play or, you know, fucks with the volume, maybe not let it come out as good. You might not hear it. I might hear it. You know, all sorts of shit. You know, AI's incorporated in a lot of things that people don't realize. And everybody thought Siri was a great thing when, oh, look, I got Siri. It's a personal assistant. That was your first maybe not first introduction to AI, but first major popular introduction to AI and what it can
do. I would say the Furby was, dude.
Well, yeah.
Furby was the first major introduction.
Yeah, it got banned from military bases and any government installation.
Isn't that a crazy idea that maybe someone created the Furby to try to get military intelligence?
It could have been.
That's because
it got banned. It was the Furby was out maybe a year, and when I was in, it was when I got to my first duty station. So it might have been out probably maybe almost a year and a half to 2 years. And you weren't allowed to have. You could have them in your dorm room if you were one of those ones that had it. I was a little older or whatever. I had friends that had them. I was like, all right, whatever. You know, you teach you how to eat and this and that. But you know, it got to the point where it came down the pipe. Hey, no Furbies allowed on any government in any government building or what have you, just because it starts picking up and learning. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, seriously?
That's how you know that we're doomed, is that on military bases, they had to ban Furbies because grown men wanted Furbies around. That is sad.
And it was the Air Force.
And it's gotten way worse now.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, and it was the Air Force, so.
Air Force? Furby the launch codes. Yeah. I taught it the launch codes. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, it flies up in the F-16 dude. With the pilot and, you know, communicates with ground control. But no, and when I say all government installations, that means like postal service, you know, whatever. So it wasn't just military. It was all government jobs.
That's funny, man. Okay, well, let's shift gears here a little bit. I've got, I want to try and get through all my clips. Mine are much shorter. I know you said you have a few long ones. So I have one final one that I want to go with later on here about a snack, a childhood snack, maybe for some people an adult snack. We'll finish with that one.
Okay.
But I want to shift to the border a little bit. This is a huge deal. I'm in Tucson. People have sent me a few of these clips, and I took two of the better ones that I saw. One of these, I actually want to check who sent this to me because it was really good. But the first one was sent by Diane, and she sent this over, and I thought it was just fucking fascinating, man. So this guy, Clay, sent me this first clip that I want to play.
Okay.
Clay, shout out to you, man. This was good. Like I said, a lot of people sent these to me, and I had just seen this one because you sent this, Clay, so thank you. I will play this first. You ready, Ghost?
I'm ready like Freddy.
Okay. I just got to make sure. All right, here we go.
Right here in Tucson, Arizona, right behind me is a shelter that is being used to house illegal immigrants right here. We have my good friend.
Cesar.
We're going to be sending Cesar in. He's got a bunch of cameras on him, and he's going to be showing us what it's really like inside the shelter. Bien suerte, mi amigo. Vamos.
This is one of the many hotels that has been transformed into a shelter to house all these migrants here in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Where from? Mexico.
Senegal.
Senegal. Ah, smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, amigo, ¿cómo está? Mexico. You?
Africa.
What part?
Bien.
¿Dónde eres, amigo? ¿Dónde eres? ¿Dónde? Senegal. Senegal.
My friend Caesar managed to sneak into where they are sleeping, and the bathrooms are absolutely trashed.
Right here in Tucson.
That's wild, dude. All those different people from different countries, and what'd you notice about them?
All military-age fighting men.
I mean, men, at the very least, and yeah, I would say military age as well. So, weird. I mean, this is the first that I saw that. There's a thing with James O'Keefe sneaking in, kind of disguised as a homeless person and stuff. But there's another clip here that Diane sent that is a congressman here trying to get access just to check it out and have a look at this. This is kind of weird too. Here we go.
Yeah, we just wanted to come in and take a look if we could. We're down here. Natural Resources Committee had a hearing this week, and just wanted to stop in, take a look at how this place is operating, because we understand that you have a lot of migrants coming through here.
So unfortunately, we're not allowed to let anybody that's not part of the employees and staff.
Speak to the managers, because
The manager is not here.
Members of Congress, it's federal funding, so we need to know how we're doing that so we can take this information.
Let us see. We're blocking the way here, guys.
Are they just? Is the office just right here?
Because
there is federal money that goes into, and we have oversight.
We have to.
Congressman Tiffany.
We have a Congressman Tiffany here, bro.
I need a manager right here, right now, please. All right.
Hey, Congressman Tom Tubinet. We're down in Arizona here this week, and this is... Yeah, we just wanted to...
So, yeah, I guess we could have cut it off the first time that it cut out, but basically what's going on there is this Congressman Tiffany, I'm not going to lie, I'm not familiar with him. I've kind of been tuning out politics, even though I'm trying to get more excited about it, just to, since it's coming up right now. I would assume he's Republican. We can check that. We can double check that. Just because he's Republican, if he is, doesn't mean anything. But it seemed kind of like a photo op thing to me. But doesn't matter if that's the case or not. Nonetheless, you have a congressman that's denied access to something that he supposedly like oversees. That's wild. If cops go there, do they get turned away and they need to go get a warrant to come and check out this place? I would imagine so. But that's where your tax dollars are going, especially here in the Southwest in Arizona. Seems like a lot of it's going on in Tucson. We are very close to the border. There's a city called Nogales, Tucson, and Nogales, Arizona. It's more of a town. Nogales, Tucson, and Nogales, Mexico. So, I mean, we're almost a border town. We're not quite. But the biggest city that's in Arizona that's this close to the border, Yuma's a border town, but it's much, much smaller. That's bad, dude. That's not a good look at all. I don't know what your thoughts are there.
Well, Congressman Tom Tiffany is 66 years old. He's a representative of Wisconsin's 7th District, and he's a Republican. He's a white guy.
Okay, so he's not even from Arizona, but...
No.
Okay.
But, I mean, I get it. He sits on an oversight committee. You know, you want to see where your government spending. You know, you're there to represent, you know, your constituents. That's why we elect you and send you there. But like you said, it seemed like a photo op. Hey, we're in an election year. Hey, let's march to the border. Let's go see what border town we can go to. Now, I did see a video where it was a local news station. They were trying to get into this one hotel. The hotel took down all their signage and what have you. And she went in with her cameraman and was like, and she's, I forget her name. She was Latina, but she could speak Spanish and what have you. And she's like, what's going on in here and this and that. And she sees a couple in the lobby and, you know, she's speaking to them in native tongue. And they're like, blah, 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 blah. Then other people from this hotel come, you have to get out of here. You can't be in here. Real secretive shit. Kind of what we saw, that video clip that I think I played a couple months ago, where that dude was confronting the other guy in New York, and he's like, who are you? Who the fuck are you? Like, who the fuck's in this building? Why are you shutting it down? I'm security. And they're clearly foreign. And it was like, wow, what the fuck's going on? You know, it makes you scratch your head. But at the same time, there's the other part of me is like, is it as big as we think or what we're told it is? Because we played the clips of the Eagle Pass thing where it's just a tiny little area, but the rest of it's all wide open.
I don't know. I like I told you, dude, I've been looking into like disinformation and how AI just runs with it, right? So it'll take a post that gets a lot of engagement from, let's say, MAGA Republicans are upset about this one issue, and then AI will flood their feed with these posts. So it makes it seem like it's such a big deal. It's fascinating stuff. I'm really, really happy that I came across this website. My Patreon people know about the website, but not everybody else. You know what I mean? It's very, very... AI based, stuff. Think of Terminator shit. And it kind of alludes to just weird AI technology and the risks and the infrastructure behind it and all this shit. But yeah, man, I think it's a problem. I think So we're talking about tax dollars going to this and housing all these people. Tax dollars from Wisconsin also funded this dude's trip to come down here and check this out. And it's potentially just a photo op, because who knows how the fuck he's going to vote when it comes time to vote on the border policies and all this stuff. So, you know, he could be running a little bit of a disinformation or, you know, just, I don't know, something. He might be just trying to fuck with his voting numbers, his polling numbers, by acting like he cares about this shit.
I think they all fuck with it to a degree. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
You could go in there with, you know, we thought Matt Cartwright was a good guy. We thought Eyepatch McCain was a good guy. You know, we thought Ted Cruz was a good guy. There's so many that we were like, wow, they're really fight. And then they get there and they're like, meh. Yeah, I'm getting all this money.
They're like, this is the easiest job I've ever had in my life. I will vote whichever way you guys want me to, as long as I can stay here.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, but that's the thing, man. Like, you got to be a fucking moron to get into politics and think that you can actually change things, right? Yeah. And you know, maybe it comes from a place of kindness or whatever, but also, I mean, more kind people are very low IQ. You know, a lot of very high IQ people are fucking assholes. So,
well, there's two sitting
I don't know.
Here.
I know, like, well, you know, my IQ is actually higher than you would think, and I'm kind of a dick in reality. Well,
that's so, why I said there's
I'm not, you know,
there's two sitting here.
You have a higher IQ than people would imagine too?
Yeah. I like to play a little dumb.
I know. Yeah, me too. But yeah, I'm a total dick and I get it. But yeah, usually very low IQ people tend to be nice. And I think that low IQ people are in politics. They may get in there, you know, with all the best intentions. I think when you get to the highest levels, you're probably pretty high IQ, but you know how to play the game. I don't think Obama got into politics with the intention of changing things for the better. He tried to get in there to you know, get some shit going his way. So, And he's an operator, dude. I'm not even gonna. I don't like the dude, but he is fucking smart. Like I cannot act like he's not. So, switching gears to something a little bit wild here. This is freaky, and you wonder what the applications of this will be. I'm gonna play it, and then we'll describe what's going on here. But this is Frankenstein level shit. Check this shit out.
All right,
wild.
We're looking at Oscar, the first human modular prototype that is able to live in various setups. What's going to happen is that I'm going to connect the brain to the heart modules to activate the blood circulation.
You see it moving.
Now, the lung is going to start breathing. You can see both organs are now collaborating. We're going to have a kidney module. And if I have a limb module, it starts actuating the organism to move. Now it's looking for the T-bone temperature, which is 37 degrees. If I had another limb, Oscar will recognize it and benefit from new possibilities.
I'm going to have some bad dreams.
Yeah, the modularbody.com is where you can find more on this. Now, Tyson, the crazy Canuck from Canada, sent me this.
He's such a beautiful man.
He always sends really, really good stuff, man. Oh, God, don't fucking start. But, dude, he always sends good stuff. He sent me this cloud stuff that I want to play after I volley it back to you. But for people that were just listening here, what this is this guy has different, like, organ tissues. And it almost looks like a chicken. I'm not sure exactly what it is, or maybe it's something that they created.
The arms,
but there's
reminded
a heart
me of
module.
The arms reminded me of chicken wings.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know the full details there. Maybe we can check out the website, the modular body, right? Modularbody.com. And just to continue up, of course, maybe I spelled it wrong. I did spell it wrong. The modular
body.com. Not bidet, body.
Okay.
A bidet is for your
body. Well, I don't know what's going on here.
Uh-oh.
That was weird. Huh? Okay, so full page. It's not showing anything. The website. The website's creepy, dude. Don't even fucking go there.
All right.
Holy shit. Stay away from that. My computer might be fucked now. It looks like they're. I mean, it literally looked like they were doing a fucking live surgery on the website. Ugh. Don't touch it. Weird, dude. Yeah, weird. Yes. So basically, what happened was there was like a block with a plug. They plugged the block into some heart tissue, as the guy said, and the heart starts beating.
And when you say block, what it reminds me of is like the charger end, like what you would plug into a wall where you plug your cord in for your
iPhone or something. Yeah.
There was a backlight on the back of it that was blue. It weird. I don't know.
Yeah. And who knows how legit it is. It definitely looks weird, and that website fucking sketched me out right now, but... You plug this thing into a heart organ, it starts beating. He plugs in a lung. The lung starts inflating and deflating. Plugs in a kidney. I don't know what the kidney does. Who knows what the fuck kidneys do, you know? I'm just kidding. It filters out shit. And then, you know, it puts in a couple limbs, and the limbs keep fighting for, you know, trying to look for the ideal temperature, as the guy said. So basically, an entire dead body could be powered by this device that plugs in and just essentially, it sounds like, reanimates organs to do what they should do. So
zombies.
Creepy idea, kind of dystopian.
Zombies.
Huh?
Zombies.
Maybe. These wouldn't be zombies, though. They'd be more like cyborgs, right? Cyborg zombies? That's terrifying.
Probably cyborg a cyborg zombies. Zombie. A mix between the two. Like, it's controlled by a computer.
What a great band name.
Cyborg zombies. Yes. I wish I could sing.
Good name, dude. I wish I could do anything musically.
Yeah.
I'd start a band. I can play the spoons. Ever seen someone playing the spoons? What a fucking talentless gift that is.
You can really play the spoons?
Have you seen that?
Yeah, you can really play them?
It's just, have you seen it? It's just holding two spoons and fucking slapping it wherever you got a surface.
Yeah, I can't do it. I've tried.
Well...
There's this one lady.
Maybe not that high.
She's like a hillbilly that plays the spoons like a motherfucker.
Oh, dude, it's a skill, but at the same time, it's not.
Okay.
You know, you just maybe I'm not that good at it, but
well, you don't practice. Yeah.
But let's see what else you got.
All right. This one's 10 minutes. We don't have to play the whole thing.
Oh boy.
But I call this liberal logic.
Who do you think this person would vote for, Trump or Biden?
I would say Biden. Yeah.
Why?
The black vote is 90% for Biden, at least. And he looks very smart. That's why I would say Biden.
Merton.
I mean, show me.
Merton.
How you doing, Bob?
Merton, how you doing? How you Scott. Doing,
so Scott would think that you would vote for Biden.
Why do you think that?
90% black vote goes to Biden. Trump is a disaster and does nothing for minorities or the poor or anything for except for himself. And are you a Trump supporter?
Yeah, I support Trump.
Okay.
Because I feel like Trump is more of a real person, and I feel like he relates more to ordinary people. He's not a person being bought out. Like, whatever he says is genuinely how he feels.
Oh, I agree with that. But what he says is what drives me crazy.
I'd rather hear somebody say it, and I might not like it, and it's their truth, than to somebody that has been paid to say something, and they're not acting on how they really feel.
Well, what about Biden? You know, I believe what he says, and I compare Trump's presidency of 4 years. What did he do for you and me?
He created more jobs.
No, he didn't. Biden created 12 million jobs in
he's on the mic in the wrong spot.
He has been president.
Do you know that Trump created over 8 million, and the only reason Biden has created over 12 million is because people came back to work from COVID? So they've actually included those numbers.
Trump did not.
Under Trump White House, unemployment rate fell to a 50-year low, and more Americans were employed than ever before.
That's not true.
So are you telling me that the nationalarchives.gov is not true?
look at your
My source is the White House. My source is the government. Because I've noticed that
is lower than it's ever been in 50 years.
Is that due to inflation being so high that people need to work two or three jobs?
Inflation is way down. Why, you know, inflation is mishandling of the COVID virus. All he did was a tax cut for the wealthy, and he didn't.
No, he actually did the Platinum Plan for Black Americans, and he put the most funding into HBCU, Black universities. Not That's 100% fact.
Not true.
That's 100% fact.
You said Biden increased the minimum wage, right?
Yes.
Know that made everything else go up, right?
No, that's a fallacy. You look at the states that have the highest minimum wage, it doesn't make their cost go up.
You know, I grew up in California with the highest minimum wage. Gas prices over $7. The home I grew up in.
Gas prices in California.
Yeah, but not just gas. The grocery prices are up over 75%. I grew up there. I had to move. The price of a home when I was growing up for a 3-bedroom house was $3,000 to $4,000 a month in rent. Now it's over $8,000.
This is all the crimes that Trump has committed.
What crimes?
He's been indicted 4 times.
For what?
He tried to steal the election.
No.
Right?
No.
Yes, he was.
He hasn't been found guilty. Well, you're an American man. Now, listen to what you're saying.
He's innocent until he's proven guilty.
See, now what you're saying. He's innocent until proven guilty. I could go downtown right now and say you did such and such to me.
Well, if you said I did something to you, it'd be false. I haven't done anything to you.
So Trump can't have that same argument?
No, but you look at all the evidence that's on the record.
What evidence? Anything could be manufactured. Like right now, we having a conversation, right? It's a man right. with a camera right here.
That's
now, true. I could push you right now, and you could defend yourself. But I got this man with the camera. He could chop it up to make it seem like you hit me first. And I could take that to court. And all you got to do is say, he's lying. So, and I got this person right here and this person right here. All I got to do is have them to have my back. And he got the camera. So why you think they wouldn't do that to Trump?
But that's not what happened to Trump. What? Trump has done everything publicly. Trump wants to be a dictator. Do you want a dictator?
He's not a dictator.
He's
not a dictator.
I'm sorry, but he used the DOJ. He weaponized it. Why? It's never done.
Is the DOJ not weaponized against Trump now with four indictments? Is the press not weaponized with 90% of the press against Scott Wyatt?
Fox News, Mac, and OAN.
That's three networks compared to 90.
You see what his son, Hunter Biden, is doing, right?
All he did was a tax thing.
He's literally putting crack on the camera.
You mean coke?
No, crack. Coke is a different...
But, you know, crack, coke, same thing.
See, I would agree with you, but it's not.
I'm gonna say, penalties can be different.
And you know who signed the crack crime bill?
And Trump even gave felons the right to vote. People don't even know that. If another person was putting crack cocaine on the camera, showing it to the world, wouldn't you want them to be locked up?
I want them to be charged, yeah, if they've committed a crime, yeah.
Like, realistically, like if I did that, put crack cocaine on the camera, put a gun on my side, they'd be like, that boy. Like, that's the truth. Yeah. We got to live in a reality.
Absolutely.
So why?
But okay, the crimes that Trump has been charged with in 4 different jurisdictions, these aren't all biased prosecutors. We tried to steal the election before I. He still says that it was stolen. Absolutely.
You can believe it's stolen? There's a lot of evidence.
If I wanted to see a man in power do the right thing, I would like to see Biden put Hunter in jail. Not trying to put nobody in jail.
It's not his job to put in jail.
But he's doing that to Trump. You're contradicting yourself.
Because people that in Trump's administration say he would be a dictator. He would be the worst president.
Do you know what a dictator is?
I absolutely know what a dictator is. Look at Putin.
What about Hitler?
Like, Hitler was a dictator.
And is Trump similar to Hitler?
He's similar to Mussolini.
Trump's never committed genocide. Like, your points make no sense. Trump's never killed anybody.
He did commit genocide the way he handled the COVID vaccine and everything.
He made the vaccine.
No, he did not make the vaccine.
Operation Warp Speed.
Well, it was already been made for 10 or 15 years.
So you said earlier
so then he didn't mishandle it.
Black people will vote for Biden. Murden, is that accurate?
No, they won't.
Trump a racist?
Yes, he is.
He's not a racist.
How are you going to tell the black person that he's not a racist when you're white, bro? How are you going to say that?
I personally don't feel like he's a racist. I'm a black person. I come from humble beginnings. In my section, they will call it the trenches. I really grew up with people outside shooting people for nothing. You look outside, you see people selling crack. Right. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's where I came from. Trump is the only person hanging out with black people.
Kanye West.
And he was with Snoop Dogg, and he was with 50 Cent, and he's best friends with Mike Tyson. Snoop Dogg just came out and said he's voting for Trump. And YG, the guy that made the Fuck Donald Trump song, just said that Trump, he wants him back. And Lil Pump just got a tattoo of Trump's mugshot.
They put this image out on Trump was a bad person. I'm pro-American, you get what I'm saying?
I hope we all are. We want the best for the country.
I feel like that's one thing we can't agree on. You remember when
Trump had blew up
Baghdadi.
He had blew him up.
The terrorist. So, great thing he did.
We get into that.
He also caused a lot of problems in Iran.
He did it just like this, though. He didn't send other people in there to die.
There was no new wars under Trump.
That's the point that I'm saying.
And under Biden, there's been Russia versus Ukraine has broke out again. Israel-Palestine.
Trump wants Russia to take over Ukraine.
But why didn't it happen when he was president? Why did it happen under Obama and Biden, but not under Trump?
That's power.
Because Trump is a strong man. Trump will put his foot down and say, I care about America.
Yes, y'all want a dictator. That's how
we want America first. We want America first.
America first is the old Nazi and the old.
I'm Jewish. You call me a Nazi?
No.
I'm Jewish.
America first was the white nationalist in the 20s.
I'm American nationalist. I care about America. Murden, are you American nationalist?
I care about America.
It's a fascist concept.
So you don't agree with the words "put America first"?
No, I don't agree.
America first. America.
Yeah, right. You look American.
American is pumping.
Red, white, and blue.
Right. Me being looked at, you know what I'm looked at as. I'm from a place that really ain't too much mix. You get
where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina.
I'm from East Tennessee originally, so I know what you're talking about.
So that's what I'm saying.
Racism in America.
You don't think I experience racism?
Absolutely.
I got
your whole life. I'm sure.
Now I got another question. So you don't think I would know what a racist is?
I would think you would, but I think you've been deluded on Trump.
See, Trump says stuff about everybody. It's certain landmarks that black people want to tear down. It's Confederate landmarks. Me personally,
I think white people do too.
Me personally, I don't think
I grew up in the South.
I don't think it should be torn down because at the end of the day,
traitors.
What we went through in the past determined our future. No matter what, I'm black. I stand with the blacks.
You're on the American side, too.
Yes. America used to stand on business. Like, if I throw that tea overboard, they're not doing that no more. Biden is letting anything go. Trump is coming through like, nah, bro, stop. You're not doing this.
He wants to break down all the institutions so there is no law
anymore.
Because
the institutions aren't working. But have you ever heard Biden say we need to tax the rich, but then his son doesn't pay taxes for 4 years?
You know, Biden traded a terrorist for a basketball player.
He traded an arms dealer for a basketball player.
That's the biggest gangster.
Well.
No, he is the biggest Russian arms dealer.
The biggest gangster.
You know, we still have the Marine in Russia.
Look at
what about Paul Whelan?
Biden is doing this to try to bring him down.
Doing what?
Trying to indict him. Indict him.
He's not done anything.
And then they indict him 4 times.
That's Merrick Garland is in charge of all of that. And then Jack Smith, who he put in charge of that.
Biden's all Democrats. Never had, all Democrats funded by the same people that fund Biden.
That goes back to what I'm saying, though.
What I'd love to see is money out of politics.
But that's why people like Trump, because he funded his own campaigns.
He does not. He hasn't spent a dime of his own money.
He lost money.
He's the only president to get in the office and lose money. Yeah, he's the only president. Cost $2 billion.
$450 million.
He's not paying. Who did he defraud in that case?
He defrauded the people in New York.
How? Who did he defraud?
It's really good, man. I give that guy a lot of credit, that old man, for sticking around and not just walking off like most liberals would, dude. Because there's no logic in what the dude's saying. He's saying points that he's heard on mainstream media news. And I mean, I didn't even know that YG that made that fuck Donald Trump song actually like sat there and said like, oh yeah, I kind of fucked that. We should have Donald Trump back in.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is wild. And we're not pro Trump. We're not pro Biden here on cunt, split it down the middle. But you know, you go back to, money in the pocket. Man, I had a lot more money in my pocket versus now going to the grocery store or the gas station or even paying bills. You know, like, come on, like night and day. But that dude,
man, you know,
that
what's
dude's
funny
trying
is,
to dance around and be so fucking polite because he's too afraid to kind of say anything that might sound Joe Biden-ish because it would come off racist because Joe Biden is a legitimate racist.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's got a track record of being racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what's funny too, is that, I mean, a lot of things are funny about that clip. That's good. You know, I know that these clips that you have are longer, but they're both great. That dude, how he tries to say that these are Nazis, because again, that's a talking point of the mainstream media. They're Nazis. And then you're saying that to a Jew.
Uh-huh.
Ugh, tough look. And you know, anybody that's still supporting Biden, you know, I'm sure Brandon still does, you know, my cousin, my old co-host. I know for a fact that, like, my direct supervisor does. They're in a cult. You're in a cult at that point.
You're not really thinking for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not really thinking for yourself anymore, and you're hearing things. And, yeah, for that white dude to be sitting there telling a black guy that these guys that he's supporting are racist, that seems pretty racist. And you can be racist without even knowing. Mm-hmm. You can say racist things without even knowing that you're racist. They do it every day.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, man, that's a tough look for anybody that's still supporting Biden. And like I said, you're just dumb at this point. You're dumb in that sense, right? You may be smart in so many other things because Brandon's smart. My direct supervisor is very smart too. But you're dumb when it comes to that one thing. I'm dumb when it comes to all kinds of things. I'm sure you would admit that you're dumb when it comes to all kinds of things too. We can't all know everything.
No.
But these people that continuously support Biden, they want to think that they're smart. They were educated by the system, so they're smart. They're ahead of most people because they either paid for a degree, they got a scholarship, they taught themselves something, and they're part of some system. It's a really weird thing to be so liberal still, to stick by that and to just not change and not budge your position and not say, hey, maybe we were wrong. You know, what's wrong with just saying you were wrong about something? That's like sociopathic.
Right. Republicans do it all the time, or conservatives or whatever. Maybe not all the time, but more often than not, they'll be like, ah, wow, we were really wrong on that dude.
Kind of fucked that up.
Yeah. Huh? Look how many speakers of the House we had in the past, three, almost 4 years. It's like, wow, we fucked that one up. And even before, you know, even under Trump, the speakers of the House, it was like, wow, we didn't get what we thought we were going for with Ryan or Boehner or Boehner, however you want to call his name, and this and that.
Yeah,
and it's
Boehner,
like,
right? Boehner. Yeah,
like,
Boehner.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, man.
Come on. Start owning your own fucking stupidity. Own it. It's okay to own being wrong, because if you're wrong and you can own it, you're going to learn. You'll start learning something new.
Yeah, that's how you grow. I mean, we're here to admit that we're wrong, I think, and to learn more and more every day. Once you stop learning, I think that's, you know, your life is, you know, and it's not just learning like fucking pointless shit. I mean, this is important stuff. Politics, as much as it's, you know, really boring and, you know, it sucks. And I it's tough because I really don't think that Trump or Biden is the answer. But if you're telling me to pick one or the other, it's absolutely Trump. Every single time. I can't stand Biden. And it's not his personality and it's not any of this other stuff. Yes, it's wild that people support this dude, that he can't even function. I mean, this guy cannot function.
No.
If he lost all of his connections and he had $100,000 to his name and he had to go live in a humble abode, right? He had to just go and chill out and just live like a normal person.
Maybe that's
maybe he doesn't even have
On your point that you're about to prove, maybe that's why they gave him the presidency, so he could do that and not be poor and struggle for the economic burden that would play on somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that, like, for him and specifically, you know, if he was getting like a normal person's salary, he wouldn't be able to function.
No,
I would argue that Trump could, like, if he didn't have a caretaker and he was making, let's say, $3,000-$4,000 a month, right? He wouldn't be able to do that. He physically couldn't sign his own checks or no one signs checks anymore, but pay his own bills, keep up with the day-to-day shit that you and I have to do.
Right.
I know for a fact he could not do that right now.
No.
I think that Trump could. I think that Trump still knows how to pay bills and be a normal human being. And, you know, that's not me saying that he's the end-all, be-all candidate. I don't think that there is one.
Mm-mm.
But it's just, it's wild that people still support this guy, and they're not embarrassed to say it. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself, really, if you still support this dude. Like, there's not one good thing that he's done. There's not one good thing. Like, that guy was sitting there saying, inflation's down. dude, my wallet says otherwise,
man. Yeah.
Like, yeah. That is not fucking true. And you're just a fucking moron if you think that inflation's down. Do you not do your own shopping? That white dude right there that he was talking to might be very wealthy, and he might not give a fuck if you go and you pay for one meal at the grocery store and it's $50. I just went to the grocery store today, dude. I got some chicken. I got some bread. I got a bottle of vodka, cheap vodka, $10. I got like a box of salad, like greens.
Mm-hmm.
I got like just a handful of things. Like, I didn't even want to buy mayonnaise because it was $5 at this store. I'm going to go to Walmart and get one for $3. Dude, $55 for like 7 items.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's never been the case. And I was shopping at Safeway. Safeway is a little more expensive. But I mean, just 4 years ago, this stuff would have been $30.
Right. What was it? 2-3 weeks ago, I went in to the grocery store and bought stuff to make spaghetti. And now there were a couple items that I got that weren't pertaining to the meal that I subtracted from that. But at the end of the day, when I checked out, just the spaghetti shit was $40 fucking dollars. Now,
what the fuck are you putting in that spaghetti? That's traditionally a cheap meal.
Exactly. I put beef, sausage, onion, mushroom, garlic. Some of the stuff I had, and noodles and you know, whatever. But for the price of everything to go into that and want to make it good, and it's like, what? Wow. What the fuck? Like, now, granted, I made it last all week.
Well, that's good. That's not that bad when you put it into that perspective. But right. I hear what you're saying. But, I mean, spaghetti should cost you $20 to make, dude.
Yeah,
that
easy.
When I was little and my parents weren't as well off as they are now. They've worked their asses off and they have gotten to the point where they're okay, right? They're like middle class, solidly middle class.
Well, didn't you just say they
middle class, in my opinion, is like you don't worry about bills from week to week. You know, you're not living literally paycheck to paycheck. Right. You have a little bit in savings. That's middle class. If you have a disaster, like if they didn't have, I've been very open about and people know about like my dad's surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if they didn't have fucking insurance, they'd be bankrupt right now.
Right.
Absolutely bankrupt. So that is the difference between like upper class and middle class. If something horribly unexpected happens and you're fucked, that's middle class, I think, right? Upper class, fucking serious life-changing surgery, open heart surgery. Yeah, it's scary, but we got the money, no problem for that. That's not a big deal. That was not the case with them. So when I was younger, they were probably lower middle class, and we used to eat spaghetti all the fucking time. I got sick of it, dude, because it was so cheap to make meat spaghetti, like meat sauce spaghetti.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's supposed to be a cheap meal that you can feed your entire family for a couple bucks.
So on that note, shout out to my wife. That's why I don't like meatloaf. That's why I don't like fucking baked potatoes, because I grew up poor. It was easy to fucking make, and yada yada. I had a baked potato with every fucking meal, it seemed like, when I was a kid. Potatoes are cheap. Ground beef was cheap, so it was like meatloaf or a variation thereof, or, you know, every once in a while, hey, we got steak, but with a side of baked potato. You know what I mean? Because it's just one of those things, you know.
Hey, dude, a load of baked potato. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you know, like a loaded baked potato.
Go pound sand. I've eaten well, more.
Dude, we're talking about this. This segues so perfectly right here with this clip. They want you to eat this, and I'll show you what this is right now. I'm going to share my screen. This is what they want you to eat instead of all that stuff. If you can't afford the food, just eat this. Here it is.
Wait, give me a second.
Ooh, what are they making right here? Ooh, black toxic oil look like. They cooking up something. Let's figure it out. Let's see. That looks bad, bad. That looks like something come out of a Tahoe vehicle. Some come out of a trash can or junkyard, you know what I mean? And they baked it. What they finna make? Some drugs or something? Let's see what they doing.
Arby's roast beef.
Yeah, that look bad, but I know that's a college brownie. And they had to get it off of the camera. Now they feeding it through a machine. Okay, let's see what they doing with it. Now it's coming out as powder. It better not be protein powder. That's crazy. Now they added some yellow and white stuff to it. Now they're breaking it down. They're breaking it down. Now they're mashing it again. Let's see what's doing it. No, bruh. Ain't no way. Nah. Nah, man. I was eating this for years. Yeah, boy. It's the last time I eat a meal pack of noodles, bro. Unless it's the apocalypse or unless it's, you know, you got to survive. You know what I'm saying? But on the regular, nah, I'm good.
That was ramen noodles that were being made. And it, for audio listeners only, it's a black goo. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the black goo, ramen noodles.
Oh,
it's
shit.
A black goo that goes in and bakes. I mean, they do have ramen noodles in Manchurian Candidate. It's like a major fucking point of the whole story. But, you know, it looks like almost brownies, right? It looks like brownies when it's done. Then they pull it out. They break it into chunks. They feed it through this processor, turn it into powder, and then mix it in with some other shit. And it's, you know, by the way, the people that are cooking it are all wearing hazmat suits.
Pretty much,
so,
yeah.
You know, they're making your food that you're putting into your body, and they're wearing hazmat suits while they're doing it. And then they mix it with some very, like, white shit, and it turns it into some, you know, ramen noodles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Wild.
That
eat that if you don't like $40 spaghetti, bitch. You
well, know what I mean? The funny thing you say, I could just destroy some fucking ramen noodles. I love them. Grew up
they
on
taste
them.
Taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they taste good.
I also have heard for the past few years and seen videos of cameras going down into a stomach or a GI tract of what your body does with ramen noodles. It can't really process it. And they're horrible for you. Now, that's not saying homemade traditional ramen style noodles or rice noodles or anything else, they're not bad for you. It's the Nissin or
Marchin or whatever.
Yeah, Marchurian Candidate. How funny is that?
Oh, hey, there you go. Yeah, what does that mean, ramen noodle, Colin?
Ramen.
You have
it's kind of crazy, actually. I think it is Marchin.
Yeah, it's
ramen noodle.
Marchin or
images.
Marchin or
Marchin. Marchin, and it's the Manchurian Candidate. That's wild, man. Good catch.
And then the other one is Nissin, N-I-S-S-A-N Nissin. Or whatever. But yeah, it's fucking crazy. I'm going to end.
There's probably some pineal blocking shit in that to where it like were to make you like more susceptible. Because what's the stereotype is that all kinds of college kids eat this. So college kids, that's indoctrination that's going on in colleges too, right? So what if like there's something in the ramen noodles that kind of makes you a little more passive or something?
Guess what other demographic eats those a lot as a young, poor soldier?
What? Yeah. Soldiers. Yeah, exactly. And they need to be indoctrinated as well.
Yeah.
So, wow. We might be onto something there.
We might be. I'm going to play this one last clip. It's kind of like a feel-good story. I don't know if you have a feel-good story or a funny one, but I'm going to play this. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm. Remember getting your driver's license? Age 16, right? Your parents suggested starting slow. An East Palestine kid couldn't wait that long. It would have been double his life. He had to make this munchie run before bedtime. Patrolman Jake Kohler got a call on the radio Sunday night of a kid driving a vehicle. He pulled into the town's only McDonald's and talked with an 8-year-old boy still behind the wheel.
You know, what are you doing? And he said, me and my sister really wanted a cheeseburger.
The boy had stood on his tiptoes to get the keys and took his 4-year-old sister with him on the food run. Patrolman Kohler still had some questions.
So then I asked him how he learned how to drive, and he said he looked up YouTube videos on how to drive.
The child started on East Martin Street, made one right turn, and went through 4 intersections. He didn't hit a thing. Even obeyed every traffic signal, stopping for red lights and waiting until they turned green. The entire route was a mile and a half.
Seeing the Golden Arches sign, you could just sense the kid's excitement, but there was one more step he still had to go through. 2 cheeseburgers, please.
The kid was ready for his prize and eager to take off that familiar yellow wrapper, which would uncover a cheeseburger.
And whenever he pulled up to the first window, the employees actually thought that they were being pranked.
The parents were not in the back of the van. They were at home. The vehicle was surrounded by adults in the McDonald's parking lot, and the boy was crying when Patrolman Kohler started talking to him, realizing he might be in trouble.
It's kind of funny on one hand, but being a parent, it'd be kind of scary to know that your 8-year-old son went down through the middle of town and took his 4-year-old sister in your van.
But for him to go out and, like, drive and not break any of the traffic laws and actually obey them, I mean, hey, I'll give him credit with that, especially from learning it from a YouTube video. That's something else.
Patrolman Kohler is back on the beat, but he knows this call will be tough to beat.
Honest to God, I've only been a patrolman or a police officer for 2 years, but I don't think I'll have anything like this the rest of my career.
The kids got their cheeseburgers, also fries and chicken nuggets, before Patrolman Kohler took them to the police station and waited for their parents to pick them up. The boy may get in trouble at home, but police are not filing any charges.
Yeah, that is pretty funny, man. But, I mean, you know, the kid, that's a nice kid. You know, he took his sister.
Yeah.
You know, the parents suck, it sounds like. But, yeah, dude, you can learn anything on YouTube, man.
Yeah. And back before YouTube, a ghost is going to admit something here. I was underage. I didn't have a driver's license. You know, I was probably 14, 15, on the verge of getting my driver's license. Parents were drinking, doing whatever in the backyard. Might have been down at the bar. Oh, the keys are in the basket. Hey. I've watched you drive several times, hundreds of times, right? Pull out, go pick up my friends. Hey, we're going around. And I did that a lot. And thank God I never got caught, but I had bad parents that, you know, kind of left shit where it shouldn't be. And, you know, maybe not really responsible, but I never thought about taking my, I should have taken my sister to McDonald's. I should have.
Dude, it's just a nice kid.
Yeah.
Doing that.
How funny is that? 8 years old. 8 years old.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's a better ending than this bullshit that I had. I think that that's a good spot to end it. It's just that's a nice story, man. I would have never taken my sister to McDonald's. I think that I would have gotten the food and eaten it in front of her to be a dick. You know, like that's what a brother does. Right. You know, that sounds like just a good friend. Yeah. So yeah, man, that's really nice. It's funny though.
Well, on that note, everybody go over to dangerousworldpodcast.com. That's dangerousworldpodcast.com. Get your new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle themed t-shirt, cunt t-shirt. Okay. Sporting it here tonight, Michelangelo style. They didn't have Donatello. Donatello's my favorite. But I like orange. It kind of pops. And, you know, I was like, oh, people are going to look. So go over to dangerousworldpodcast.com for your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cunt t-shirt and your conspiracy themed soap. That's dangerousworldpodcast.com for conspiracy themed soap. Also, don't forget to go to Pure Pet Wellness for all your pet CBD needs, whether they're having joint pain, itchy spots on their on their body, or you know, maybe they have dry pads or dry noses for some unknown reason. You know, they're hydrated, but they just have dry pads. Pure Pet Wellness is going to hook you up, and if you enter Ghost or DWP at checkout, you'll get 20% off your entire order. That's Ghost or DWP at checkout at purepetwellness.com for your entire order. And on that note, Ryan, let everybody know.
Kind of the week.
Oh, yeah, true. Holy shit. I was just getting ready to.
Most important part of the show.
Yeah, most important part of the show. Should we do that, or should we have you say what we are first?
And we would do that at the end.
Okay, so let's get into
kind of the week real quick.
All right.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt.
I mean, I'm just flowing with ideas right now.
I'll go first.
I'm going to take I want to take the NSA. I'll take the NSA right now because we don't talk about them too often.
Okay.
Right. And they're a valid cunt any time of the week. We talked about them with the Bitcoin clip there. So yeah, NSA. Anyone that works in the NSA, you're a cunt. And they're probably hearing us say that right now. So
cunt.
Fuck all you cunts at the NSA. Who's yours?
That white dude. That white dude. He's just a pure fucking beta cuck cunt. I got a virtual signal everything I'm trying to say I'm virtual signaling, but it's not working right now. So he's my cunt of the week. The white dude. Don't know his name.
Yeah, and he's talking about the guy that was in the clip talking with the young black dude, old white guy. Of course, you know, stereotypes would tell you that the old white dude is the conservative and the young black guy is the liberal. Just kind of lets you believe, you know, stereotypes are not really a thing. So yeah, that was a great clip. And yeah, he's definitely a cunt. What a piece of shit that dude is. Maybe not even a piece of shit, just
a cunt. He's just
that
a cunt.
Kind of stupidity is that kind of stupidity is really dangerous for the country. That is what the government wants you to be right there, is that guy.
Yeah.
That guy is who you are supposed to be in the government's mind. Just someone that hears things on news, repeats it, and you are willing to argue about it for 10 minutes, even though you're fucking wrong. You're factually, provably wrong. You want to believe the White House propaganda, but then when it's cited against you, you don't want to believe it. That's a rough look, bud. So, yeah, fuck that dude, too.
Absolutely. And
we are a lip above.
Are
we? A lip above.
Yeah.
We are. We're a couple lips above at this point. So, man, a fun episode. This was a great one. We ran, you know, a little bit over our average time, right around it, actually. And, you know, it was a good episode, man. That's so thank you for another fun cunt. And tell him when we'll see him.
Oh. When will we see him? Is it next?
When will we?
Fuck, I can't remember the day. Oh, that's right. We will see you next Tuesday.
That work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. You do what they told ya. Now 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 you do what they told ya.
You're under control.
Now you do what they told ya.
You're under control.
Now you do what they told ya.
You're under control.
Now you do what they told ya.
Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told ya.
Now you're under control.
And now you do what they told ya.
You're under control.
And now you do what they told ya.
You're under control.
And now you do what they told ya.